One of my biggest grammar-related regrets is that it took me so long to understand how reference books, and especially style guides, work. Back when I first started copy editing, whenever I wanted to know something, I would just open up the Associated Press style book to find the answer I was looking for. Nothing wrong with that, but in the process I would make a huge mistake. I assumed that the stuff I was reading was true with a capital T. No one ever told me the AP style rules aren't necessarily real grammar or usage rules. I assumed that they were. And that is how I arrived at my first view of the word myriad. One day, I looked it up in AP, and here's what I read. Myriad. Adjective. Note the word is not followed by of. Here's the example AP gave. The myriad books in the library. If it were a myriad of books, then myriad would be functioning as a noun. But as an adjective, it can only be used to modify another noun, as in myriad books. Or so AP said. So every time after that, I heard a myriad of something, like a myriad of ways or a myriad of choices. That little "you're wrong" message started flashing in my head. I edited accordingly, which wasn't necessarily bad, but jumping to the conclusion that anyone who didn't was making a mistake was actually my mistake. If only I'd bothered to look in just one other book, here's what I would have found. The New York Times Style Guide doesn't mention myriad at all. The Chicago Manual of Style doesn't mention it at all. Neither does Fowler's Modern English Usage, or even some of the very strict prescriptivist guidelines I know of, like Theodore Bernstein's The Careful Writer, or Thomas Elliott Barry's The Most Common Mistakes in English Usage. Dictionaries don't get into too much discussion about myriad, but what they do say definitely shoots down the fact I thought I'd learned from AP. Myriad comes from a Greek word meaning 10,000, though today in English it just means many or a large number. It is both a noun and an adjective. But it's a noun, according to the dictionary, first and foremost, and it's an adjective second. So not only do dictionaries support the usage that AP prohibits, the dictionaries actually consider that usage more standard. That is, though in AP it's wrong to say a myriad of books, according to dictionaries, a myriad of books actually makes a little more sense than the adjective use, myriad books. When I'm editing, I still tend to change a myriad of to just myriad. For one thing, it's still AP style, which I have to follow for a lot of the work I do. Plus, in editing, fewer words are usually better. Still, I was wrong to believe that a myriad of is wrong.